Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR here in Vancouver. I'm proud to work and live on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Parav Stellar is the feature interview tonight ahead of his gig here in Vancouver on Thursday, March the 9th, and we will get to that shortly. But first, let's check out this episode's Tracks of the Week here. Deep House first and Techno to follow. Fred Everything's remix of the track Integration gets us started.
Too far gone, I see it too far gone.
Okay, two great tracks of the week. Samina Gregoriou remixes Tao Andra's latest Close, and Fred Everything featured before that. Both of those can be had wherever you buy tracks. On to the feature for tonight's episode. Parav Stellar is in town tomorrow night, and I was fortunate to interview him in advance of that gig. Here he talks art, production, and plans for his tour. Full track list and a selection of Parav Stellar web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. A lot of different styles on display here. His track Primavera gets the ball rolling. This is DJ Wah speaking to Austrian producer Parav Stellar, an artist who's been producing for the past 20 years, with releases on Ultra, Tool Room, and his own Etage Noir recordings, and collaborations with Brian Ferry, Lana Del Rey, as well as Lady Gaga. He's clearly made an impact on the scene. His most recent track, Stone Cold Lover, was a collaboration with Anduze and dropped on Irma Dance Floor last August and can be had anywhere you buy your tracks. He's set to kick off a North American tour shortly to promote his latest album, Moonlight Love Affair. He'll be here in Vancouver for a live set at Harbor Events Center on Thursday, March the 9th, and that's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's my pleasure to be speaking to him. This is Parav Stellar. So kicking things off, how would you currently define your sound, and would you say it's evolved over time?
This is always a very difficult question for me, to be honest. Because my answer mostly is that I say, well, I'm an artist, even if it's music or painting. This is my language, my description for things I don't have words. So now I have to give you a description of my description. I would say, most people say rather it's a mixture of, let's say, electronic music and organic jazz samples, even soul. So my bass is electronic club music, and then I start sampling and I make it.
Can you think back to your early exposure to electronic music? What was it and what impact did it have on you?
Well, I'm bad with names, but of course I remember. I started as a graphic designer for all the first techno elands around 1998. And my hometown in Linz in Austria, and I never will forget when I saw this DJ set of this guy, and I thought, oh my God, he's playing since 2 hours the same song. And he had three, all the girls with him, and he goes home with a huge fee. So this is my job. But yes, of course, I remember Bell, and after that, yeah, my influences came from Prodigy to Portishead, not just club music. Thank you.
Okay, and after you saw some of those shows and they had the impact on you, can you recall what your experience of trying to build your reputation up as both a DJ initially and then a live performer later on was like for you?
Well, it was never my intention to be on a stage, to be honest. I feel pretty good in my studio producing or painting, so I never wanted to become a DJ. But after my first productions, a booking agency got in touch with me and said, hey, listen, we have a few requests. Do you want to travel? And I said, no, I'm sorry. But at that time, I was studying art and I was a poor student. And they said, but listen, they offer you 500 euros. And I said, okay, wait, what have I to do? She said, well, they need a DJ set. I said, a DJ set? Oh, my God, I'm not a DJ. So I started DJing.
Don't stop, I gotta move, keep moving on and moving off. I'm never gonna stop. Now I'm gonna tell my mama that I'm a traveler. I'm gonna follow the sun. I'm gonna follow the sun. I'm gonna follow the sun.
Okay, and then was there a moment in time during that whole process where you realized that this wasn't just a hobby or a passion anymore, and it was legitimately a full-blown career? And what was it?
Well, not really, because I'm in deep in my heart, I'm an artist, not only music, also with painting, and this was always, I felt, my purpose to do. Of course, there was a point where some major labels approached me and I tried out to release several tracks with major labels. But then I understood, okay, if you go that direction, then you work as a musician. So the people come tell you, extend the beginning or make the chorus different because radio needs that and that. And then I thought, okay, if this is the way, I go back to my underground roots because I feel myself as an artist, not as a music worker. I'm a stone cold lover, babe. Just a stone cold lover, babe. I'm a stone cold lover, babe. Just a stone cold lover, babe. Yeah. I'm a stone cold lover, babe. Just a stone cold lover, babe. And if she wanna take my name, then a stone cold woman.
Okay, let's talk about your productions a little bit here. When you are making tracks, which DAW do you generally work with and why?
Oh, well, I'm old school. I started with Logic and I'm still working on Logic.
Okay, and when you're producing with Logic, are you typically using their VSTs or do you like to bring in external VSTs and possibly your own hardware as well?
Well, to be very honest, I sold most of my hardware and work with digital instruments. And well, there are quite a lot, you know. I think too many. There are too many. So I lost overview.
And when you're making music, do you generally have a sample in mind in advance or some other musical ideas, or do you just like to sit down at your computer and see what that leads to?
No idea. So usually I start with a beat and then I start sampling but if you work sample based, it's like going fishing. You don't know if you come home with a catch. Oh, it is sometimes the same feeling for me as I remember when I was a kid and playing with my Lego, you know? And I was building a Lego. I don't know what comes out at the end. Is it a house? Is it a garage? Or do I build a spaceship with the Lego bricks? So, no idea. Same in music.
First got started producing, was there some element to the whole production process that you found particularly challenging, and how did you eventually get over that?
Well, everything was challenging for me because when I started, I have no idea of theory, you know, so I had no idea what is a chord, and for me it was just listening, you know, just listening. Does it sound good or does it sound bad what I'm doing? But I had no idea what I'm doing, and that was pretty hard at the beginning. And for example, my drummer, he studied his instrument, and he came to me and said, "Marcus, you're doing everything wrong, but damn, it sounds good."
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
You are listening to the Parov Stellar interview here on Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and the station is 101.9 CITR. Riva Star remixed The Phantom to close out part one, and The Lonely Trumpet opens up the second half. Full track listing and a selection of Parov Stellar web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. On to part two.
Okay, and going over your back catalog, a lot of the tracks that you've made have vocalists over top of that. How do you typically approach writing lyrics for these tracks? Is it something you do individually or collaboratively, or have them do it and then bring it to you? What is your approach?
Well, mostly I do together with a singer, and as you know, English is not my native, so it would be difficult for me to write songs with a deeper meaning. So I need somebody for that. But I like to give also the singer their freedom, or the producers, to write the lyrics on an instrument.
For the North American tour that you're about to embark on here, it looks like you've really placed a lot of focus on the impact or power of the stage show. You will be here in Vancouver on Thursday, March the 9th. What can people expect from your show that night?
They can expect their best night that they ever had. It will be a huge party, you know, and they should not forget their dancing shoes. This is something I can guarantee.
And then you have been playing Europe to promote your album Moonlight Love Affair. During that time, did any events or any countries really stand out for you, and why?
Oh my God, that's a difficult question. First of all, I'm touring now since 15 years, and it feels like I'm touring every day, and I'm playing a one long show. So sometimes I mix up, was it in Paris or was it in New York? I don't know. But of course, playing Canada and the States is always something special for us because we don't do that so often. So yeah, that will be a very special tour for us.
Okay, this is probably going to be equally tough as well. Looking back on your body of work, and you have a fairly extensive catalog, which tracks that you've made really stand out for you as your best, and what makes them so special?
Well, of course, there are different things you can measure your tracks. First of all, they're all my kids. And if you ask me which of your children you like most, it's difficult to have a decision. But of course, there are the very successful ones like Booty Swing or All Night, and I really love that songs. But there are a few songs who are not so well known, like there's a song called Powder, or let me think about it, on the last album, it was the track Golden Dawn. So there are a few things, maybe they're a bit more difficult to listen, but this is something what kicks me.
Okay, let's consider inspiration. Can you think of one or two artists that have really left an impact on you and inspire the type of music you make?
Oh, yeah. There are a few. Vocal-wise, I would say Adele would be a challenge to do something with her. But also with Leonard Cohen, not possible anymore. And give me a third one. Madeleine Perrault. I think she's is she Canadian? I think so. Madeleine Perrault.
And winding things down here, what is your vision for yourself as you continue to go forward in production, and what are you really hoping to showcase as you head out on your tour?
Well, first of all, I'm hoping that that everybody stays healthy, you know, and all technical, we don't have any technical issues. The rest, I know we will have a good time, and also the people will have a good time. But I'm now close to 50, and what I learned from life is, if you want to make God laughing, tell him your plans, and that's the truth. So I don't have the big plans. I love what I do, and this every day. The power of now, let's call it like that.
And the final question for you here, is there anything else that you like to promote at this time?
Well, the only thing I can promote is our show in your wonderful city, and nothing else. We're coming.
Ich singe 1, 2, 3, 4. Ich singe keine Melodien. Ich singe 1, 2, 3, 4. Ich singe keine Melodien. Ich singe 1, 2, 3, 4. Ich singe keine Melodien. Ich singe 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 4.
Ich singe keine Melodien. Ich singe keine Melodien. Ich singe 1, 2, 3, 4. Ich singe keine Melodien. Ich singe 1, 2, 3, 4.
This has been Pair of Stellar. A selection of Pair of Stellar tracks can be found on Beatport, Apple Music, Spotify, Juno Download, and Bandcamp. As well, a full list of Pair of Stellar web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Remember to get down to Harbor Event Center on Thursday, March the 9th to check out his brand of music on display. Tickets for that can still be had at showpass.com.
a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Parov Stellar for agreeing to interview for this. A great mix of musical styles on offer there, from Deep House, Italo, Tech House, and some amazing vocal samples, including Muddy Waters. Parov Stellar will be in Vancouver tomorrow night, March the 9th, for a full live set with his touring band, and tickets for that can still be had online. Head over to Techno Progressivo's Facebook page for the full track list, as well as a selection of Parov Stellar web links to learn more about the mind behind the music. If you've enjoyed the episode, head on over to the Techno Progressivo show page at citr.ca or Apple Podcasts to give this one another listen or to check out more great guest mixes and interviews from days gone by. Keep up to date with the show. Follow our socials, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Attic Jams is up next on the station. Stick around to see what they've got in store for you tonight. Before we go, let's do as we always do and set the controls in the time machine for this episode's track from the past. For this one, let's take an 11-year hop back to 2012 for a great collaboration from Chris Lake and Dead Mouse. This is I Said with Michael Woods on the remix. Enjoy this, and I will see you back here next time.